text from an unknown number. The text said, "There is a murder on the loose. He knocks on your door, pretending to be a police. Do not do anything until you know for sure that he is gone." I was terrified. How did this person get my number? After a few seconds, I heard a knock on the door. The voice said, "This is the police. There is a murder on the loose, and we think he is in your house." I trembled and waited until the officer was gone. After that, I got another text. "Good. The police is gone. Now we can pray."
Did that story get your heart racing? Do you think that story could be true?
Welcome to this week's episode of Undiscovered. Today we will be discussing the topic of paranormal activity.
Some believe in spirits and ghosts. Others think it's an illusion or dehydration.
What is paranormal activity?
Well, in the article, "Why Do People Believe in Ghosts?" it says, "While the terms spirit and ghost are related and even interchangeable in some languages, the word ghost in English tends to refer to the soul or spirit of a deceased person that can appear to the living." How many people do you think believe in paranormal activity?
About 45% of Americans believe in ghosts or spirits, with 18% saying they have had a ghost encounter. From the article, how many people believe in ghosts or dead spirits?
Although 55% of Americans do not believe in ghosts, we would like to find out if paranormal activity really does exist.
Yes, let's settle this once and for all.
Let's find out if paranormal activity is real, or is maybe just a myth. In an interview conducted by one of our staff, the interviewee said she believed in ghosts. Let's see what she had to say.
Hello, I'm Olivia from the Undiscovered Podcast. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions?
You sure can.
Thanks. First, do you believe in paranormal activity?
Yes, but I guess I never called it that because that word seems like it is a negative or horrific experience of some trying to hurt you. I believe in spirits.
May I ask you why you believe in spirits?
I initially believed in spirits because of other friends telling me their encounters. And then I had my own experience of hearing, seeing, and feeling spirits in my house.
Can you please tell me about that?
So many stories. One of my favorites is when my neighbor came over, whose house used to be a funeral home, and we were talking about my microwave light being turned off every night or bulbs burning out every week. She said, "Oh, that's Clara that used to live in your house." Clara told me she would have leave the light on in the kitchen if she needed help, so I guess she's okay. I often see her going past your kitchen window. I would often hear pots and pans being pulled out late at night, and then a lot of clatter, like a dinner party. When we had remote control cars, they would run without batteries. It happened to some girls when they were babysitting at my house.
Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Our guest is one of the 45% of Americans that believe in ghosts or spirits. And after hearing her, are you?
In an article by BBC called Psychology, The Truth About the Paranormal, reports of poltergeists invisibly moving objects seem to be consistent with damage to certain regions of the right hemisphere of the brain that are responsible for visual processing. Certain forms of epilepsy, meanwhile, can cause a spooky feeling that a presence is stalking you close by.
The remaining 55% that does not believe in paranormal activity supports the claim through science. This can be seen because, as it says in the remaining 55% that does not believe in paranormal activity, supports their claim through science. This can be seen because, as it says in the article, the brain damage and certain types of condition that can cause humans to see things that are not there.
Science and statistics tell us that paranormal activity is the consequence of a flawed human brain.
Is this really true? Could science really prove this belief wrong?
Based on the evidence we have uncovered, it seems that science says that paranormal activity is not true and is simply a figment of our imagination.
On the other hand, we have people who experienced paranormal activity firsthand and are alive to tell the tale.
We have laid out the facts for you, and it is time for you to decide whether paranormal activity is real or not.
Remember to choose wisely, because you never know what is lurking in the shadows.